and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hurricane Milton made landfall near Siesta Key, Florida this evening, on track to rampage across the state to the Atlantic Ocean. Let's go to CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti in Tampa, just north of landfall.
More than 8 inches of rain has fallen so far. We're anticipating anywhere from 12 to 18 inches. We talked about flash flooding that we were experiencing earlier. We're now in a flash flood emergency that was declared for downtown Tampa and the surrounding area. For those people that did not evacuate, they are riding out a storm that we mentioned earlier, their mayor saying unsurvivable. We mentioned that there are thousands of first responders that are stationed here. Well, they are inside right now riding out this storm in safety. That means for people that did choose to stay here, did not heed those warnings, if they're calling in for help, it's going to take several more hours before anyone can get to them.
Jonathan Vigliotti reporting from Tampa. 1.6 million customers are without power, according to Power Outage U.S. At the White House, President Biden said federal resources and personnel are on the ground in Florida, despite misinformation he said is being spread by former President Donald Trump.
We've got your back. We've got your back. And Kamala and I will be there for as long as it takes to rescue, recover, and rebuild. May God bless you all, and may God protect those serving in the eye of this storm on behalf of our nation. Thank you.
Trump got back on the road today, speaking in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Today, I make Pennsylvania this promise. I will stop the energy price hikes. I will stop the plant closures immediately, and we will restart the plants.
Vice President Harris was at the White House getting briefed on the administration's preparations for Hurricane Milton before heading to Nevada. 27 days left to go until the election. A union leader says striking Boeing workers are in for a long haul after the collapse of talks over their pay. CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes reports.
Boeing has withdrawn a contract offer for 30% raises over 4 years, saying it had boosted the offer for union workers for take-home pay and retirement benefits. But the union says it surveyed its members after receiving the most recent offer, and it was overwhelmingly rejected.
The strike is costing Boeing $1 billion a month. The Tropicana Casino, a landmark in Las Vegas since the 1950s, is no more. The structure was imploded with a drone show and fireworks. Coming to the now empty space, a new stadium for the relocating Oakland Athletics baseball team as part of a 35-acre redevelopment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer, commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown 5 interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down, we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight. Light southeast winds will wake up to middle 30s and some patchy frost. After that melts away, look for sunny skies Thursday afternoon. Highs reaching the lower 70s, mid-70s and breezy for Friday. Right now, it's 48.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin native writer-director Steve Burrows, who makes our popcorn pick of the week, UP comedian Jessica Phillips, and Oswang director Barry Polterman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Coming up is losing my dad. In just a moment. Caller number 202-808-9925. And now it is time for News with My Dad. The show is under News with My Dad. And coming in live, playing the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, are you on the air?
I am indeed.
It's a miracle. How are things in your world? How are you feeling? Any health episodes that we should start the program with?
Well, I am going to be very careful about not using the wrong word to describe the fact that I was able to get out of bed this morning.
Good.
And feed myself and brush my teeth, and I may even get around to shaving.
For people who were not with us in the last program, I may save till the end the description, nary the descriptor Dad used to describe being able to get out of bed, and it triggered some alarm a little bit in me, but also in this Fair Radio Show's Fair producer. But Dad, this is a show, we talk about the news, we try to talk about the important stuff. Sometimes we talk about the unimportant stuff. When it's unimportant, we try to say so. Let's start out with a shout out. Do you have a shout out?
I do indeed have a shout out. I am shouting out this morning for Jim Ball, a pastor who is the head of the Evangelicals for Biden, who has sponsored a TV ad that uses clips of Billy Graham, the famous now-deceased evangelist, and Billy Graham's son and the Billy Graham Association has threatened to sue them because in it they do things like this. It begins with a clip of Billy Graham wearing glasses, a gray suit and tie, leaning toward a pulpit, and he says, "But you must realize that in the last days, the times will be full of danger. Men will become utterly self-centered and greedy for money." And suddenly, a clip of former President Donald Trump is spliced in, showing him standing before a row of American flags in a rally in Des Moines, saying, "My whole life I've been greedy, greedy, greedy. I've grabbed all the money I could get. I'm so greedy." For the next few seconds, the ad, which has racked up over 30 million viewers, flips between Graham's 1988 sermon, contrasting his points with shots of Trump using violent language, claiming to be the chosen one, and talking about kissing women without their consent. I shout out not only for the creation of the ad, for the response to the threat of suing, saying, sue away, we are running the ad. That is just so neat.
Now, having Christians who decide to be Christians, having Christians who decide to lean into the better part of Christian values and to, in fact, heed lessons of the New Testament and not be manipulated as a power tool for ideas that bear no resemblance to the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth is worth a shout out. Dad, all right, this is where we talk about the news. What is the first news story you want to cover?
I realize that this is a national program and this is a local story, but it has a national flavor. Last night, I attended the local, the Portland Forum for Mayor contestants. And so people understand the significance of what's going on. Two things. First, Portland has adopted a new form of government to take effect in January, at which the mayor will have a significantly different role than the mayor has had in the past, and is going to have 12 commissioners, three each in four different districts. And there are over 100 candidates for the commission, and there are 19 candidates for mayor. That's part of the background. The other background is Portland has a system where if you get 750 people to contribute something to you, to your campaign, each less than $350, the city comes up with a pile of money to pay for your campaign. There are five of the 19 candidates for mayor who qualified for the subsidy, and so they were the ones who were invited to the forum last night. And the thing that was remarkable, in an hour and a half, with lots of questions, it was civil. There was not a single personal attack. There was disagreement on issues, but it was very cordial. And it was what democracy, what an election ought to be. And I am so proud of Portland for what I saw last night.
Here's a national angle for that story, some national relevance. One of the things about this, and I think that all of us, one of the projects I'm really interested in is how do we improve, reform, in fact, manifest democracy? How do we do that? And some of that is about our voting systems. Some of that is about exploring things like star voting, exploring things like approval voting, exploring things like ranked choice voting. Ranked choice is the best funded among those. It's the one that's received the most traction. It is not a perfect system, but neither is the system we have now. And one dynamic about ranked choice voting is it does reduce the incentive for attack. If it's two people running against each other, and all you do is bludgeon the other, you don't even try to get popular yourself as much as you try to bludgeon the other. Does that sound familiar? Then that can win in a first-past-the-post, two-candidate world. If you're running against, you know, 3, 6, 12 candidates, and you care about being second or third choice, which means you want to be the second choice of somebody you are running against, attacking that person, alienating their supporters, is not as strongly incentivized, it's not as smart. So what you are saying is not only, oh, is Portland nice or is Portland mean, or do we have a lucky crop of five candidates, but is also almost certainly related to structure, and related to structure that more and more cities should be considering. Because in a polarized world, I hate that word, let me try to use another one, in a deeply divided world, in a post-big sort world where you don't have as genuinely conservative Southern Democrats and genuinely progressive Northern Republicans, when we have essentially split, then figuring out how we can still govern, how we can still get pro-democracy consensus, how we can make sure that we are stronger together than we are apart across any number of divisions, voting processes can help. Excuse me. So, all right, Pop, what's next?
Well, before I leave that story, one of the fun questions, one of the last questions that was asked, which they call the lightning round because it just called for a one-word, one-sentence answer, was under the ranked choice voting, you can rank up to six candidates. And so the candidates were asked, who will you write in for second?
Yeah.
The two women said each other.
Yep.
the two men who are presently members of the city council used each other, and the one outlier, Keith Wilson, said, "I'm not going to write in anybody but myself."
Interesting. All right, I've got one for you. Did you catch in the New York Times the story about, and maybe you caught it elsewhere, the Surgeon General warning around mental health risks for parenting?
I did not.
I already talked a little bit. We can talk about it another day, but for people who missed it previously, that parenting apparently is more stressful than it ever has been before. What I thought was missing from that story was just a basic understanding that so much of that is driven by wealth disparities and the opportunity there is for a pro-democracy movement to be able to define itself as pro-family. Because if you don't support paid family leave, you don't support child care, the only thing you mean by pro-family is subjugation of women. You are not pro-family, and you don't deserve to say so. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with my dad in just a moment.
Like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You've got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I have to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Oh.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches, Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. Tom Hartman used to have a small mail order business many years ago, and they would have loved to use ShipStation for all of their shipping needs. Your e-commerce business can use ShipStation for all your shipping needs. It is the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off of UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies, well, that's a lot, have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Here we go. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Go to Switch ShipStation today. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com, use code THOM, and sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. All right, Pop, we got a few minutes left. Are you aware of the 14 states that are now suing TikTok over their treatment of children?
I am. Oregon just joined the fray.
So 14 states. Was California the first mover?
I don't know who was first.
I think California might have been.
I know that Oregon was the most recent.
Yeah, do you have any immediate commentary, thoughts, or facts about it?
Well, the whole thing of social media is a very interesting thing to me, because in yesterday's Washington Post, there's a long piece by Dr. Tricia Pastricia, and I may have mispronounced her name, but anyway, who cites studies that are showing that lots of time on social media increases sense of loneliness, increases depression, is both mentally and physically harmful to one's health, and so she decided to try getting off social media for a couple of weeks, and she said, after 2 weeks, I feel better, I act better, and that makes me feel pretty good about the fact that I have never succumbed to social media. And I was going to ask you, how much time do you spend on social media?
How much time you got? I am reminded. Wow. It reminds me of the Chevy Chase scene. And they were mostly Chevy Chase scenes in National Lampoon's Vacation, where they break down their car, spoiler alert, for a not super important part of this movie many years ago. And he goes to, their car breaks down, and he goes to this fix-it shop, this service station in the middle of nowhere. And he goes to the guy that works there, and he says, how much is it going to be? And the guy just like spits out his tobacco chew, and he just says, how much you got? And that's, so I will say, social media is addictive. Phones are addictive. It is the phones. It ain't just parents. It's not just the next generation is worse or better. I think in some ways they are better. But the phones are addictive. There ain't no question. They're powerful communication tools. They have all kinds of benefits. And no question they are addictive. And this to me is a test of the American judicial system. Will we be able to hold this kind of mass tort accountable? Will we be able to use tort law, use, you know what tort law means, be able to use the ability to file lawsuits as a way to hold companies accountable to make sure that we aren't just run roughshod by new technology. And Tom has talked before about the changes that were made that protect tech companies over things that happen on their platforms a little different from that. But that is something. These become some of the biggest factors in our lives, in our economic lives, in our day-to-day lives, in our family lives, in our entertainment lives, that we need to come to grips with how we regulate them.
Perhaps tangential, but I find it somewhat related. I find it also interesting in the going after in people online and on phone. The Department of Justice is looking at ways to limit the power of Google. They're looking at breaking it up or placing limits on what it can do. That I think is going to be a very interesting thing to watch how it develops.
Yeah, I've mentioned, I think I've shared these stories, but it's worth understanding that antitrust is a big deal. A friend of mine is related to somebody who works at Google in their public affairs department, and he said their biggest priority is antitrust. That's the reason they spend so much on lobbying. Another friend of mine who sold his company to Twitter said that, listen, the reason that Google exists now, the reason that Facebook was able to get the power that it was able to get now, the reason he meant by that Microsoft isn't the overall tech monopoly over everything that is an Apple, was because of the Department of Justice action. That but for that antitrust action, we'd be living in an even more monopolized time instead of just an oligopolized tech time. And so that is one of the biggest questions, one of the biggest things we've got to tackle is how do we come to grips with antitrust in this 21st century. Dad, we're about to wrap, so I think it is time for your Straw in the Wind.
Are you going to sing for me?
Like a straw in the wind. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so terribly sorry. We lose viewers every time that happens. Go ahead, Dad.
I am hoping this is a straw. The Supreme Court heard the case of Garland v. Vanderstok on the ability of the government to require ghost guns to be registered and have serial numbers, etc. And from the questions that were asked, with the exception of Alito and Thomas, the troglodytes who are disgraces on the Supreme Court, it appears that the court is going to acknowledge regulating ghost guns is a good idea.
All right. Well, we will continue to watch that. Straw in the Wind. Dad, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Love being here. Love you.
Love you, Pop. Take care. We'll be right back with your phone calls here on Tom's show and your show.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Coming up, we'll talk about Words Matter. The study on parenting was Liz Cheney joining Harris recently. Effective political strategy, maybe some poems and more.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. Hurricane Milton made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast with 110-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain. WTSP meteorologist Colleen Campbell.
Rainfall reports, we've had 17 inches over at Albert Witted. Clearwater, 10 inches of rain. Tampa International, 9. Pinellas Park also pushing 9, more than 9.5. St. Pete Clearwater, 9. And Sarasota Bradenton, 7.
Milton also produced tornadoes. Fort Myers resident Connor Farron says one of them destroyed his house.
I grabbed the two dogs and, like, run under my bed. But that was it. Probably 1 minute total. Probably less.
President Biden says the federal response is at full strength despite false claims from former President Donald Trump.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a reckless and irresponsible and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies about what's going on.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The crime rate in Wisconsin's largest city is trending down. Milwaukee's third quarter crime report shows a 22% drop in homicides since last year. Other violent crimes like rape, arson, and burglary are also down. On the other hand, vehicle thefts are up 17% from a year ago. Robberies are also on the rise. The candidates for 3rd District Congress sound open to debating each other, Jimmy Kuska reports.
Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden said he had nothing to be concerned about in debating Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook, calling his congressional record, quote, impeccable. Cook issued a statement saying Van Orden has been avoiding events where the two would be together and that he refused to debate Brad Paff in 2022. The election is on November 5th. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always fun when A-listers with good track records team up on a movie project. Deadline reports that Christopher Nolan's next film will be at Universal, the same studio behind Oppenheimer, a film that took home multiple Oscars and made almost $1 billion worldwide. Oppenheimer actor Matt Damon is rumored to play the lead. Like all Nolan projects, the plot of the film is a big secret, but the film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and will have an IMAX release July 17, 2026. Jenna Fischer just disclosed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall, but is now cancer-free. Fischer played Pam Beasley on The Office for the run of the show and decided to go public with her cancer struggle this month, given that she was diagnosed in October 2023. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She is using her platform to encourage all women to get their routine mammograms, saying if she had waited another 6 months, it might have been too late. Good advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight. Light southeast winds will wake up to middle 30s and some patchy frost. After that melts away, look for sunny skies Thursday afternoon. Highs reaching the lower 70s, mid-70s and breezy for Friday. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Alba Show.
Worldwide Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
BD, if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change to CBD Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. You have a 20% discount to get you started. We can offer that right now. Visit cbdistillery.com. Use code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM. cbdistillery.com. Thanks for being with us. You are listening to one of the only shows where a dog might come sit on your lap. He will be let down now that we are back. You're a good dog, George. We're going to go straight to your calls. Let's go to the winner of the Most Patient Listener Award. That is Robin from Pennsylvania. Robin, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Joe. Long-time listener, first-time
caller. Robin,
can
I hear you?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's
hear
the calls.
Yes, three word groupings: healthcare, American democracy, racial equality, rule of law, immigration reform, social security. Second one: world peace, American pride, love, not hate, truth, not lies, Zen, not chaos. Third one: truly Russia's ultra rich mouthpiece puppet.
Thank you very much, Robin. I appreciate it. We appreciate the poetry. Everything
I
good in your world?
I hope you heard that. Excuse me?
Everything good in your world?
Very good. Thank you.
Very good. All right. And in Pennsylvania, you know that the rest of the world is counting on you. And by you, I mean you personally, Robin.
Absolutely.
All right. I was just in your state. It's a neat place. And you're going to save democracy. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Larry from Los Angeles, California. Larry, you're on the air.
Boy, Robin, what a stellar poem that was. Having said that, Liz Cheney, Jeff, was on a stage with Kamala Harris a few days ago. And Liz Cheney is famous for saying that we are sleepwalking into a dictatorship. Mm-hmm. And I believe that in my bones, Jeff, way deep into my bones.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified of this prospect. So my question to you, sir, is, do you believe that Liz Cheney's appearance on that stage was an effective political strategy? Did it work? Did it help us out? Should we be doing more of that? And if you'll allow me a parting shot when you reply to my
sure.
comment. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think on net, yes, I welcome the question because I think you're right. I think, like, for instance, when Dick Cheney endorsed, and I was talking to Sean was talking to me in the break, I was like, can you believe me on the same side as Dick Cheney? And depending on the thing, I don't necessarily know that I'm on the same side as Dick Cheney. But in loving this country, I am. In loving democracy, I am.
in not wanting to undermine the fundamental infrastructure, community public structures of the country, I am. But I don't think it's all positive, right? The folks spent a lot of time and energy trying to say the Cheney name was tantamount to something not good. And therefore, we shouldn't just blithely say that it's very attractive to find someone who used to be a critic who turns into an evangelist. That can be very attractive. It can be attractive, I think, for two reasons at least. One, because it's of its effectiveness, and two, just because it feels good. It says, see, we were right. We've been telling you we were right. Now it shows that we were right. I'm less interested in that one, more interested in your question was the effectiveness. On that, I do think it's effective because it is in alignment with the basic case, and the basic case includes democracy. The basic case is there's something different this time. There's something different about what has happened to the conservative movement, what Donald Trump has wrought, and how the conservative movement built him and how it continues to stick with him. And we need to, the phrase been used maybe too many times or maybe not enough times, is break the fever. And it is going to require Republicans of conscience and independents of conscience to stand up and say, hey, this is not what a Republican Party is supposed to stand for. Abraham Lincoln turning in his grave, any former president turning in their grave, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, all the Bushes, like this is not what the Republican Party is supposed to stand for. It's not what America is supposed to stand for. So I do think on net, it's useful. But I don't want to overstate the case because I think much of what we have to do is not just reach people who have been paying attention to Cheney, Bush, Reagan, Biden, Clinton, Obama, but getting to people who aren't paying attention at all or haven't been paying attention enough and mobilizing new voters and including new voters who believe women's right to choose should be honored, believe that we should have a middle class, believe in science, believe that climate change is real, thoughts and more than prayers to people in Florida and North Carolina are dealing with catastrophic storms and knowing the right wing is spawning lies so they don't have to talk about climate change and their inability to grapple with science and therefore their inability to put resources to, if not prevent it, at least be prepared for it, hopefully both. So I do think that we should be focusing on the most core elements of the movement, not all of which do the Cheneys stand for. But I have to applaud. I have to applaud their courage. I have to applaud Liz Cheney for giving permission to more and more independents, more and more Republicans to say, yeah, this is, you can't just steal the once proud Republican brand and use it to subjugate the country. You got your last word, Larry.
Whoa. Well, tough act to follow. Here is my parting shot, sir. Miss Kamala Harris, Miss Taylor Swift, if you are listening to this broadcast, ladies, we need you two to appear beside each other on a stage because on November 4th, we need backup. This race is too close, and we could possibly lose our republic, ladies. So please get together on a stage so that we can help bring the 280 million followers of Miss Swift into Miss Kamala Harris's column as well.
Yeah.
And that's my parting shot.
Thanks,
Thank you
Larry.
So much, Joe.
Thanks, Larry. I'll offer it. I appreciate the call. I'll offer a couple thoughts. So black women saved America when Joe Biden was elected president. That simplifies things, but it is not dishonest or inaccurate. If white women vote for Kamala Harris, 51% probably would do it. If white women vote for Kamala Harris, then they will save America, and they will save democracy, and they will save a movement moving towards the women's right to choose, try to recapture it. And back to your question, and my move for Taylor Swift, communicate to voters about registering, about mobilizing. I don't know if Taylor Swift is a persuader, but I do think she can be, and that's not a knock at her. I'm just talking about her phenomenon. I don't know if everybody is looking to Taylor Swift to understand how they see the political world. Some are, but I do think she can be a powerful mobilizer. So getting people to register and vote and turn out and make a vote plan, visualize the vote plan, I think that can be useful. Let's fit in another call before we go to break. This is also on Liz Cheney. Mark from Salem, you're on the air.
Great, thanks. Liz Cheney is probably the smartest and most dangerous politician out there today. And I'll tell you why. Most of the time when you have a campaign rally, you have a person come up and say glowing words about the candidate, and then the candidate comes up and wows the crowd with their speech. Well, that event in Wisconsin with Liz Cheney was supposed to be a Kamala Harris thing, but Kamala Harris was the one who started the speaking, and she gave all these glowing remarks. But what a patriot Liz Cheney was. And then Liz Cheney comes up there as the keynote speaker at a Kamala Harris rally after being praised by the candidate, and all she did was talk about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay? So she didn't say anything good about Kamala Harris, and we all know that she's diametrically opposed to absolutely everything Kamala Harris wants to do legislatively. So now Liz Cheney has video of all these moderate and progressive Democrats praising her that she can use in her 2028 campaign.
Sure.
And she's going
to
use it.
We got 20 seconds before the break.
Candidate.
Let me reply.
Will be the candidate.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Mark. Well, I still think it's worth it. Is there needs to be some reward. Like, Liz Cheney will have a very hard time ever being elected to office as a Republican, ever. Winning a Republican primary nearly impossible, unless they fundamentally change. If they fundamentally change, we should be glad for that. Not because we're merely partisan hacks, but because we're Americans, because we believe in democracy. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So I agree with you that Liz Cheney is strategic. I still think we should reward those people who show courage against what's happening to the modern conservatives.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise, watch what you eat, but then get frustrated, you don't see any results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is plant-based supplement from nature, and the Hartmans take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule per day. Helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Wow, I can speak. I can. I'm going to do even better going forward. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and enter promo code Tom. That's superbarine.com, code Tom. I read words in English. Let's go straight to your cars. Let's do a speed round. Let's go to Margo from Sacramento, California. Hi, Margo.
Hi. So I believe Gorbate, who has an addiction specialist, and he's been studying addiction for 40, 30 years, and he claims that children are meant to be mostly with their mother the first 3 years of life. And if they're not mostly with their mother, they develop anxiety. Whenever mom's away, they develop anxiety.
Yeah.
And that anxiety never goes away. And that anxiety makes them want to do drugs and gambling and all these addictions, the eating addictions, the shopaholic addictions, the workaholic addictions. It all comes from this stress that they're trying to deal with.
Yep.
And, of course, the other big thing is these children that don't spend enough time with their parents, that right away they're in daycare, they don't bond with their own parents. And if you don't, you got to start out by bonding with your parents so that you want to please adults. Because if you don't want to please adults, then you won't want to please the teacher and you won't want to please the employer, and they lack motivation.
Yep.
And they become good Republicans because they don't have a conscience. If you want to have a conscience, you got to have relationships with your parents.
Margo, do you have a recommendation? I mean, I have thoughts, of course, but I want to hear from you first. Do you have a recommendation around this? Do you have any
thou shalt's or therefore's from this?
Well, I would say the money that all these problems cause us. I mean, look at the Republican Party. They don't care about people. They don't have a conscience. So therefore, we end up with all these problems, all these children that don't behave and the teachers don't want to teach because the children are so horrible because they didn't get good parenting. So it all starts with good parenting. And so we'd save money if we'd somehow help women financially so they can stay home with their babies. And, of course, the biggest thing, don't have the child unless you have time and you have it figured out how to be a good parent. You know, if you're an alcoholic, if you have mental illness, don't have a baby.
Yeah. No, this is, Margo, I appreciate the call. I'll keep you on in case you want to disagree with anything I'm about to say. So I still remember Dr. Alan Stone was a professor of mine. He was the only professor at my law school who was not a lawyer. He'd been the head of the American Psychiatric Association. And he said to me, the biggest challenge that your generation will face, this was a couple decades ago. So the biggest challenge your generation will face is how do you continue to build the country with two parent working families? And how do families operate? How do you handle crime, et cetera, et cetera? And I've thought about that ever since, because said by the wrong person, the wrong form, in the wrong way, it could sound like a disagreement with the women's liberation movement, of which I know he was a supporter, and of which I suspect you and I are. And where I end up landing is what we want is a culture and a set of legal rules. If this question is, should women be mothers and or work their fingers to the bone to earn a living? Should they do both? Should they do one or the other? And I think what we want is a culture where you get to. A culture where you get to make that choice, where you legitimately get to not have to face a glass ceiling, not to have to face harassment at work. If your big dream is to build the next American industry, that you have a chance to do that. If you want to be president of the United States, you get to have a chance to be president of the United States. Right? If you want to be a mother, you can be a mother. If you choose not to be a mother, you don't have to. So a culture where you get to, but you don't have to. An economy where you get to, but economy where you don't have to. Where if you decide, I don't want to work, I'll be done in just a second. If you decide that I want to take those 3 years off, or I want to take 1 year off, or I want to take 6 months off, where you can, without your family starving, without not being able to afford baby formula, without not being able to afford childcare, because we have childcare, because we have a middle class, because we have a federal minimum wage, because we have paid family leave. So where you get to, that if whoever wants to work, they get to, but they don't have to in the same way. Last word for you.
We ought to be teaching people how to learn about parenting. We ought to be teaching about parenting at a young age, because when you have that kid and you don't have time to parent properly, and that kid becomes a homicidal maniac, the first person he kills is you. I had a mentally ill kid because I worked too much, partly. And first thing he wanted to do was try to kill me. And then he killed himself.
So sorry.
So parenting is, I mean, you love this kid, right? Parenting is serious business.
Yeah. Margo, I appreciate the call. I'll throw another little plug. We're also learning more is how we operated things 200 years ago. And I don't mean with misogyny. What I mean was multi-generational families and communities. So the grandparents also play a role so that it does, in fact, take a village, and we can leverage a village to raise the next generation. We're learning more and more. That part was right all along. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning, we're joined by Tricia Zunker to talk about this weekend's Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow in Rothschild.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.